Princess Diana, hey, she was what they call the people's princess. I think that's a fair name for her. She fascinated the masses. Her life with the royal family, well-documented, well-followed, still talked about. It began with the fairy tale romance, where they didn't live happily ever after. And then her struggles being a royal. And then the awful night in the tunnel in Paris when the princess died. And then there was the unexpected, unprecedented outpouring of love and respect for her. Well, she ushered in an era of new expectations for British royalty and how they should act. People suddenly wanted a queen and a prince who showed their feelings publicly. They loved Diana because she touched people that they thought royals never touched. She interacted face to face with the poor and the hurting. And when she was gone, people were almost demanding public tears from the royal family. You know, people today want a leader who feels, who understands, who cares. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about approachable royalty. You know, there's something in the human heart that's drawn to someone who's very powerful, but who cares very deeply. Well, our word for today from the Word of God is John 1, verse 3, and it speaks of Jesus Christ as the Word, because he embodies everything God wants to say to us. It says, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Okay, we're talking here about the one who created every atom, every galaxy, every person who's ever lived. Talk about royalty. This is the sovereign of the universe, the one the Hallelujah Chorus calls, in the Bible's words, it just uses the Bible's words, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Now, John 1:14, the Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. Did he ever? You were probably born in a hospital. He chose to be born in a stable. You probably own at least a few things. His only possession at his death was a robe they gambled for. You probably have a roof over your head. Jesus was essentially homeless. This one the Bible calls Savior, he lived your pain, your loneliness, your betrayal, the abuse, the attacks, the dying. How could the King of all kings be more approachable? But maybe he hasn't seemed that way to you. Somehow the experiences of your life have made you feel that God's far away, or mad at you, or unconcerned. Maybe you've got the Heavenly Father confused with what your earthly father was like. Or you've settled for the coldness of religion instead of experiencing the warmth of a relationship with your Creator. Jesus is not only approachable royalty, he is royalty who approaches you, who's been searching for you, reaching out to you with nail-pierced hands. There's a reason the King became one of us, because only one of us could die for us. And someone had to die for the sinning we've done, or we would have to pay the awful death penalty that we deserve. And that is what Jesus did. And that's how much he loves you. All these years, there's been this hole in your heart that could only be filled by someone who was very powerful, powerful enough to conquer death. The someone who cares very much, enough to die for you. And now this Jesus is calling you. You can probably sense the tug in your heart. It's not me, that's him, I can't go there. He's calling you to put your total trust in him to be your Savior from your sin, to forgive what you've done, and to heal what's been done to you. Don't you want to start this relationship with the one you were created for? Well, tell Jesus that right now. And let us help you find your way to him, to know that you belong to him. Go to our website. It's anewstory.com. Or you can text us at 442-244-WORD. See, the King, the Savior, has come very close to you, so you could belong to him forever. Would you reach for his hand while he's close?